I cannot wait. I've read about him, and his name is David Arnold. He's an airborne cameraman for Monday Night Football and the world's deadliest catch. And I don't know how he does this job, but when I had the opportunity, and we didn't know whether or not we could get him, but by gosh, we got him. He's on the line right now. David, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
No, thank you for being on. You know something, I was going to say, I'm glad you're still alive. I can't believe,
<Thank you. laughs>
I cannot believe, first of all, how did you get into this business, and could you explain to my radio audience just what you actually do? It's you're an airborne cameraman, is that correct?
That's correct. So if you're watching a show like Deadliest Catch, and you see an image of the fishing boats, which are going through 30-foot waves in the Bering Sea, there's a helicopter hovering next to that boat. And I'm in the helicopter with a gyro-stabilized camera system that we use to get shots of the boat. And I do it for just about every network on television.
Really?
And for all different kinds of TV shows, including The Deadliest Catch, we do baseball, football, just about any kind of show you can imagine we do with our helicopters and airplanes.
How long have you been doing this, David?
This is my 23rd year.
23
and
years.
It's an interesting career. It's something I didn't plan to do. When I was a youngster, I knocked on a lot of doors, and this one swung open. And they hired me off the street with no experience, and I've been doing it ever since.
Now, how about the danger? I mean, that was the first thing that I was thinking of when I read about you. I just said, my God, you'll kill yourself.
Well, it's interesting. When I started in this line of work, I was told right away that not many people make a long career out of this. And that, for me, was 23 years ago. And, it is definitely a hazardous job. And I've... unfortunately, I've lost some friends over the years who were killed while doing what I do. And over time, I've come to terms with the danger involved with the work. And I believe that humans are made for adventure. You know, we're made for taking risks and exploring. And I think it's actually an important part of life. So I definitely love the adventure of what I do, and I've decided that we're all going to die. That's a given. We just the question is, are we really living? And I think part of living is taking risks and doing meaningful things.
You know, David, I got to tell you something. I have never met you. I've seen you, what you do on television, but I've never met you. But what you are saying to my audience and myself here this morning is very, very believable. And I can understand now why you are doing what you're doing. And that is part of what makes you who you are. And it's fascinating. And this is the reason, this is one of the reasons that I wanted to talk with you, but I'll be very honest. I had a couple of numbers we did. I didn't know whether or not that we were going to be able to get through to you because of what you do. And this was the time that we were given, and you were right there.
Well, I'm so glad you got through, and thank you very much for having me on. This is, I love talking about this stuff, and I think that, I'm really glad I wrote a book about this stuff, because especially for the younger generation.
What is the title of the book?
The title of the book is Help from Above.
And Help? It's available on I want to write that down. Help from Above is the title of your book.
Help from Above. It's available on Amazon. And I'm really glad that I wrote a book about all of this, because I'm a big believer in the next generation. I don't buy into all the criticisms that everyone says about the next generation being lazy and entitled and no good. I think that the next generation is not perfect, but neither is my generation. And I think that it's really important for kids today who are thinking of entering the world of work to read a story like mine and maybe, have a pause and think, well, should I take the job at Starbucks or should I go for something bigger? And I want, this next generation to know all of my weaknesses and the mistakes that I've made, as well as my triumphs, so that, if I can do it, they can do it. And that if they have a choice to reach for something bigger than they think they can do, then maybe to take a chance and a risk and go for it. And so I'm just glad that my story of how I began my career and how I got to where I am is now going public, so that kids today can learn from that and think about what they want to do.
I'm talking with David Arnold, airborne cameraman for Monday Night Football and World's Deadliest Catch. Okay, and again, the title of the book?
The title of the book is Help from Above.
Help from Above. Now, how old are you?
I'm 46 years old.
Wow. 46 years old, and you have been doing this for all these years, taking risks like this. And do you ever think about this? Do you ever think about, hey, I'm going up this time, I wonder if I'll be back? Do you ever think like that?
Yeah, I've definitely come to terms with the danger involved. And I really, for me, I accept it as part of a life well lived. And so I always tell people, don't worry about me. If something bad happens to me tomorrow, I can guarantee you that I was really living. So it's I won't have any regrets, if something bad happens to me at work. I'm very proud of my work, and I love the adventure of it, and I'm very happy with what I do, and it does include, some elements of danger and risk, and I think it's actually a very healthy thing to accept a risk to do something beautiful or something meaningful. And I think that there's just a very healthy aspect to doing that. And I find that, sometimes people may not take a risk, or they might push danger out of their life. And I think that that can, it's good to be safe. I like to be safe too, but sometimes it can leave you with sort of a little bit of frustration that carries over into other aspects of your life that can be a little bit unhealthy. So I think that finding a balance, but also not being afraid to explore and to go on an adventure is a really important part of human life.
David Arnold, airborne cameraman for Monday Night Football and World's Deadliest Catch. Well, I have seen you. on television and didn't know whether or not I would be able to get you to talk with me on radio, but it's been very enlightening. It truly, truly has. And I will say this to you. I've never met you in person, but just listening to you, there is no doubt that you are an adventurer. There's no doubt that you are a very personable person, and there is no doubt that you are a brave man. And I thank you so much for being with my radio audience this morning. One more time, the title of the book.
The title of the book is Help from Above.
Help from Above, David Arnold. David, God bless you. Good luck to you and continued success.
God bless you, and thank you so much for having me on. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you. Coming up to 10 minutes now.